the kick-ass chick of the week.
Cassidy scours everywhere to find kick-ass chick of the week, and she found one who's leaving the country.
She is. She's leaving us, but she will come back. Our kick-ass chick of the week is Nicole Albers. She's a teacher. Nicole, I've got to know why you chose to go to China to teach.
It's been kind of a weird time post-grad, and I've been working as a full-time substitute teacher, which has been great. I want like an everyday experience with a classroom. And
in China.
Well, that's the other thing. I always have regretted not doing a semester abroad.
So what's the thing you're most looking forward to about the experience and the thing that you're most scared of?
Most looking forward to is just working with the kids and more than likely seeing that there's a lot of similarities between teenagers there.
Oh, I'm sure.
I think the most scary thing is just learning Chinese. It's the lessons are really overwhelming.
So you have to learn it before you go, or what's kind of the standard there?
They want you to have a baseline. It's really interesting, the process. I had to take a regional accent neutrality test where I had to say 500 sentences into my computer webcam, basically, and there's some algorithm, and it tells you how neutrally you're speaking.
They don't want you to sound too Southern, too
right.
New Jersey. I get that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so you have to hit like 90% or more, and I hit like 80%, so I had to go back. And I guess in the Midwest, it's a lot of like short A's and short E's here, like when we're saying like wash.
Yeah.
And, you know, wow. Things like that.
Corn, no. Brando, you know how they say Karn in Illinois?
Yes. They say Karn.
I had to go back and fix a few things, but then they said, okay, you're a neutral speaker, so then they put me on to the Chinese lessons.
Wow.
And it's kind of
can you
the
speak
thing.
A little Chinese now?
No. I can say
can you give us anything you've learned.
Ni hao is hello. It's a polite greeting.
I learned that from like PBS.
I know how to properly. There you go. Yeah. You have children. So yep. Like ni hao kailan.
There you go.
Yeah.
How do you say bye?
I don't know.
Wow. So you're just going to be stuck in conversations.
They started me off with
I can't
like,
leave.
They literally started me off with like framework for lesson plans.
Wow.
And so I'm kind of using like on my own, like Duolingo for like basic Mandarin. I'm hoping that I can do something that'll be beneficial for St. Louis. I love St. Louis. And we have a lot of good nonprofits here that work with youth. And I want to be a part of that. The more I travel and the more cultures I experience, the heartache and the trials, tribulations, and successes are the same worldwide and on a global level.
Just in different languages.
Right. And yeah, and on that global level, you realize that more and more. And I hope to experience that same quality of, even if I can't speak to you, I realize that, you know, your parents want me to teach you the same things that the parents here want me to teach you. So
well, you'll speak to them at length because you don't know how to say bye in Chinese. So you're going to be stuck.
Yeah, I think when you come back, you should come stop by and then tell us how to say kick-ass chick of the week in Mandarin.
Yeah, that would be pretty fantastic. That would be fantastic.
Let's give it up for Nicole. She's our latest kick-ass chick of the week.
Yes. Thanks, guys.
Ni hao.